say they're about to go, addressing them collectively, you might say, well, come back again.
Y'all.
What about the possessive of that? Say, for example, if a group of people have come over in a car and the lights are on, you might say something, well, the lights in car are on.
Well, if I knew whose car it was, I'd say it was his car, but otherwise I'd say y'all's.
Y'all's car.
Yeah. Yeah.
You ever heard anything besides y'all's?
You all.
What about for possession? So you said y'all's. I was just wondering if anything besides that, you know. You ever heard people around us still say anything like y'all's? Is that y'all's?
I can't think of anyone who says that right now.
Just y'all's.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you had been to a party and for some reason or another I didn't get to go and you were telling me about it, you know, after it was over and I wanted to know who was at the party, everybody who was there, I would probably ask you, well,
who's there? Who was there?
Okay. Or say if, for example, I had, you went to hear somebody speak and I couldn't make it again for some reason. I was asking you about it. I wanted to know what was said, you know, everything that was said. I would probably say something like, well,
what did he say?
Have you ever heard people say either in response to those two questions, who all was there or what all did he say?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any idea whether you use that yourself?
I probably do.
Or another expression, say, but if nobody else will look after them, you say they've got to look after
themselves.
Or if nobody else will do it for him, he's got to do it
for himself.
Tell me about some different types of bread that you're familiar with. Just anything.
Okay, we've got cornbread, rye bread, wheat bread, raisin bread. Light bread, which is white bread, biscuits, muffins, rolls,
that's about it.
Yeah.
What about, you mentioned cornbread, when you think about cornbread, do you think of the big round thing that you bake and just cook in the skillet, or what's your conception?
My conception of cornbread.
Yeah.
Usually, well, it all depends. I've had it cooked in the skillet, baked in a pan as muffins, as corn sticks, and just mixed.
What do you mean by corn sticks?
Corn sticks.
Yeah.
Well, you've got a corn stick pan, and it's cast iron, and you put your cornbread batter in, and they come out long, about 6 inches long, about inch wide, about an inch. They're
corn sticks.
They're corn sticks.
Right. Some kind of mold sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know, or, I see. Well, have you ever heard way back when of people making some kind of a cornbread actually in the fireplace, you know, cooking it in the ashes, something like that? You familiar with anything like that? You ever heard of anything called ash cake?
No.
I see. Well, what about the, have you ever seen what I was starting to talk about? Cornbread cooked in a skillet, you know, a great big round piece of so thick. What would you just call it? Is there any particular name that you would use?
A hoe cake.
You call that a hoe cake.